This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate you spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting,
and
part of the conversation.
That's better than Obamacare.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-7.
60% of Americans say, no, let's keep Obamacare and fix it, make it better at this point. Republicans are intent on some kind of political victory because they have none, and they say, oh, let's push this in the week, even though it's not better for the American people.
Well, perhaps one of the ways to make it better is to do what America does best, which is to take it out of Washington, D.C., and let the states decide. This is a bill that would just go back to federalistic principles. And one of the hang-ups is that the Congressional Budget Office hasn't scored it, meaning they haven't said how much this will cost. Well, I can't imagine what the guys at CBO are trying to do. How do you know what 50 different governors and citizens of those states are going to decide? How do you know how insurance companies, to your point, how do you know how they're going to react, how they're going to raise premiums, and how that is going to affect the market and the number of people insured?
And just so the audience knows, I guess what you do is you keep Obamacare, all the taxes and regulations, and you just take all the money and send it to the states, and then they can decide within the state how to deal with it.
There's a complication as well with that, because five Republican governors have also, explained their
displeasure
with trying to manage.
There you go. such is life. Let's see. But I do appreciate the time that you guys spend are with me. You know, first story turns hilarious. Pseudo hilarious, I'll say. And I do appreciate you coming. Look, tell your friends about the show. Seriously, I want to inundate. First of all, I want to inundate Facebook, make them crazy, because they think we don't care. They think conservatives don't care about their people. How about we prove them wrong? How about that? Do you think that's a good idea? And if you're in an area where you go and you listen by a smartphone or pseudo smartphone. Call a local radio station. Tell them that you want the show, that you don't understand why they don't have the show. But if you can only listen by smartphone, we do have an app, both for Android and Apple, that will help you listen to the show, get involved. You can actually be part of the chat room. But the story tonight for this segment, is a California lady who moved to a red state suddenly sends an unexpected message to her liberal friends back home. I thought this was pretty good when I read this the first time. The flyover country, or Bible Belt, Middle America, whatever you want to call it, coastal elites and liberal cities have always, you know, the term for them were red states. But they all seem to convey one message. Conservative areas of the country, they feel, they think, they assume, are somewhat backward. It should be avoided. At least that's the impression one California writer had, you know, about America's heartland. Leah Singer never imagined that she would end up in Trump country. Think about what a nightmare that is, right? Is that a Twilight Zone episode or what? You're from California and you end up in a state that's Trump country? But when she moved to Indiana not long ago, her entire perception changed. In an editorial piece published last week in the Indianapolis Star, the author sent a clear message to liberal friends back in California. And frankly, if you read it anywhere else, whatever. Here we go. Just love it. I'll fix this during the break. She said, I used to say I'd never move to a red state, and then I did, and it changed my life for the better. As a California girl, the writer explained, that the left-leaning West Coast sees itself as the bastion of diversity. Yeah, whatever. But Singer hinted that it was less of a paradise for anybody who didn't parrot the liberal talking points. Now, she's a liberal speaking to this. She said, I was raised in California where we like to believe that diversity is applauded and opportunities abound, she explained. In many ways, California's blue state bubble can be a very safe place to live, but only if you subscribe to the popular liberal beliefs. She's right. As long as you go along, it's all good. She said, in other words, it was diverse only if you thought and talked the same way as everyone else did. Which kind of defeats the point, right? Regardless, Singer said that she was a bit apprehensive about starting her new life in a conservative region. I don't know why that would scare anybody, because we're not violent. Over and over, I was questioned about why I would ever leave the Golden State for a flyover red state. This phrase alone troubled me and implied perception that one flies over the Midwest just to get to their East or West Coast home. Like sheltered people naively ask about a faraway land they've only vaguely heard about, the writer West Coast friends had a lot of curiosity about how things were in America's heartland. She says, as I settled into life in the Midwest, I heard the same assumption questions. Did everyone you know vote for Donald Trump? Are there African-American, Jewish, Asians, LGBTQ people in Indiana? No, they only allow old white KKK members. Don't you know that? Do people make fun of you and listen to the National Public Radio? She said she remembers hearing all these questions from her friends. The coastal transplant quickly realized that her past impressions of conservative America were now a reality. And they weren't anywhere near what she was taught. As I got to know my Midwest home, I realized how living in a bubble and how living in a liberal bubble is what she should have said. And subscribing to Middle America stereotypes is damaging to this country as a whole. Wow. See, I like her already. She's not even switching. Anyway, her friends back east, friends on the West Coast, couldn't understand, couldn't get it, wouldn't grasp it. But she's changed. And she realizes she was wrong. Tom Del Baccaro joins me after the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate. Okay? Don't be ignorant. Get informed and push back. And I think it's where we blew it. We don't push back enough. I love to push back. Anyway, so does this guy. I always enjoy having him on the show as well. Tom Del Baccaro joins me. He's an American author, a lawyer, who served as the chairman of the California Republican Party. I think he got out just in time. Also, he is the publisher of Political Vanguard. You'll find that at politicalvanguard.com. All new, all clean. Tom, thanks for being with me.
How are you? Thanks
good.
For having me on.
Well,
yeah, we relaunched. Since we talked last, I relaunched politicalvanguard.com. It's a it's really where any one of your listeners should be getting their news. It's what we do is each day we go through all the stories to try and get you the stories that have actual facts in them, you know, as opposed to either fake news or just pure commentary. And we have 18 new contributors. We get cover national California news, plus we give you the best commentaries from around the country, all in one place. So politicalvanguard.com would be great if you go there. And you didn't mention that I'm helping the White House on tax reform as well.
You are? Well, tell them about it.
Yeah, so.
Tell them about it.
Well,
I mean,
for months I've been telling the White House, you got to get out of the White House and you got to get the American people behind you. What often happens is the Republicans win elections and then lose the period of time in between elections and then go try and get elected again. That's not what the left does. The left, 365 days a year, the day after the election to the next one, they're trying to affect public policy through unions, through the media, et cetera, et cetera. Republicans need to go out and win the debate on policy in between elections as well. And so the next week we're going to get the tax bill. We're going to see what it's like, and Republicans need to push this over the top. My Forbes op-ed today, which you can get at Political Vanguard, asks the question, who needs this tax reform more, America or congressional Republicans? Because the congressional Republicans need a victory. So I created a group called CA for taxrelief.org. That's CA for taxrelief.org. And if people can go to it and sign up or just copy the site because it's got tons of information on tax reform and just put it on Facebook or email it to friends or copy the memes, we need more people to know about this.
You know, Tom, you saw the tonnage of garbage legislation that just came down from the California legislators. I went through a bunch of them. I went through about 20 of them. And I mean, really, is there something in the air vents up there that just sucks the common sense out of every human being that walks into the building? Come on.
Well, yes and no. Here's how it happens. I'm just describing this. I gave a speech today. Here's what happened. It's not that they're crazy. It's just that they don't know any different. These are people that come, if you go there, you see these young Democrat staffers who come out of liberal colleges, right?
Right.
They probably had some liberal parents. And then they go get a job in Sacramento, working for a legislator who also never had a real job in his life. And then they want to get into politics, and eventually they run for office. They've only known the government sector. And they actually believe that the government sector can accomplish things. They have no other education in their lives. That's what happens. And so are they crazy or just, you know, look, there's a new poll out that 67% of Democrats want single payer. 67%.
Wow.
There's 33% of Republicans that are for it. That's how bad this is. And by the way, that's how bad we need tax reform, because without tax reform, you cannot grow the private sector. And without a healthy private sector, you get these problems. When there's weak economic times, people turn to government because the private sector isn't providing things. Private sector right now isn't providing health care because there isn't, to a lot of people, because there aren't jobs that have health care as a benefit. 10 years of stagnation, people say, blame it on capitalism instead of the government for slowing the economy down, and so they want a politician to solve their problem. So it's just a cycle. So the reality is we need these tax cuts to invigorate the private economy so that jobs can be created, people can get their health care there instead of...
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing at you because looking at some of the legislation that the California legislature tried to push through the other, well, they'll get it all through anyhow. But a lot of what they did countermanded countermanded what Trump is doing and some of the laws they've put into place and some of the executive orders he's put out. I mean, they're putting they're covering everything that the EPA is pulling back on, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they they are moving farther left, but Joe, so is the Democrat. All the 2020 prospects for president from them are for single payer. They're all moving to the left, and California's going farther left. What you're getting is deeper blue states. People are leaving the Republican-minded people are leaving the state because they think it's crazy, like you described,
right.
And so they want to go somewhere where it isn't crazy. And California is going to get much more leftward-leaning in the next 2 years than it is currently.
Is that because, well, partially because of who might become governor, correct?
Absolutely. The guy who's going to become governor. So, look, I'll make the prediction on your show first, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
You ready? Ready to tweet this?
I believe that the Republicans are going to pass health care reform in the next 9 days. But
okay.
If they do, and that health care reform is to block grant it back to the states and allow the states to choose the programs. If that happens, and I think it's, 51-49 it'll happen. But if that happens, 2 years from now you have universal health care in California signed by Gavin Newsom outlawing private insurance companies.
Wow. And how exactly does a state with just under a $200 billion budget, right, pass a $400 billion single-payer health care plan along with now providing, we're going to break, so you'll need time to work this through, okay? Because plus we want to give illegals a place to stay, we want to educate them, we want free education. Are they going to start printing money? We have to talk about this on the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Tom Del Beccaro is duct taped to the chair. He's not going anywhere. Be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Shut up. We are back. One of these days, one of these days. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We're also live on Facebook. I got all kinds of happy stuff you can buy up on the website. Buy something. I've got shirts that say hashtag stand for America, hashtag stand to make America great, and hashtag stand against the resistance. I should have put Nimrods on there, but nobody would have known what that means, I'm sure. Anyway, let's bring him on, because I always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, and you know, I have to question his sanity from time to time, because he's a former chairman of the California Republican Party. I don't know why he didn't leave the minute he was no longer chair, but we'll talk about that later. He's also the publisher of the all-new Political Vanguard. You find that at politicalvanguard.com, and author of A Divided Era. Hey, Tom, thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure.
Hey, what do you say? Am I allowed to talk? You told me to shut up. Shut up when we were off the air. I have witnesses.
My grandmother used to say, "Stop the seat in the ball, Gadu." Right? And I know that's broken. That's broken Sicilian and Italian. It means just shut up for a while, will you? Anyhow. What does that tell you about my childhood, right?
I need everybody to go to cafortaxrelief.org and sign the White House petition in favor of tax reform. We got to get rid of the tax code and create a fairer, flatter tax for everyone.
You're one of the only, you're one of the most optimistic guys I know. You know why? Because I'm like a true Italian. I'm still stuck on the fact that we still can't pass repeal and replace after 8 years of these guys yakking at the mouth that they had it handled. It was theirs. They knew how to take care of it. And now, with the possibility of another pass at this thing, bupkis, they still got nothing.
Help me. They got eight days to go.
What does that mean?
And eight, at the end of the month, the reconciliation period ends. They can pass this block grant back to the states on 50 plus one votes. That the vice president can cast the deciding vote. And okay, what they want to do is stop the federal Obamacare and place everything back to the individual states, and each state can design their own health care regulatory system, and we get the federal government out of it.
Okay, it's a crystal ball. Will that work?
The alternative. What?
I said, you have the crystal ball. Is that going to happen?
I think it's more likely than not, because
really,
here's the problem for Republicans. If they don't fix this, they know they're in trouble next year. Well, you know, election years are giveaway years, not takeaway years. And so they are facing an end-of-the-year deadline where a third of the country is going to have one insurer or less.
Right.
And rising premiums. So if they want to get beat at the box office next fall and get hammered and lose their jobs, then do nothing. So I actually think they're going to do this, which it really won't take that much for the state legislators to pick it up and decide how they want to deal with it. So I think it's more likely than not.
But, Tom, don't you think they're stuck in the old way of doing things? They really don't. I think some of them really don't believe or don't understand what they're up against with their constituents, that they were sent there, you know, to repeal, truly repeal, and replace Obamacare. I'm not so sure that they really believe that.
Yeah, it's worse than that.
Okay. You mean they're cowards. I'll say it. You don't have to.
Well, no, it's not even that word. It's not, you know, at the end of the day, government is roughly three times the size as it was when Reagan said government's not the solution to our problems, government is the problem. The inertia for government to grow, always in history, gets to a point where it breaks, like Detroit did, or like ancient Rome or Greece. So they go along and they don't want to take risks. And, you know, they told us, give us the House, we'll do it. Give us the Senate, we'll do it. Give us the presidency and we'll do it. And so why haven't they done it? And the answer is that being a true leader is much harder than getting elected.
Yeah, I, once they get in there, I'm amazed. Look at John McCain, who said that he would help out, he'd take another look at this the second time around. Now he comes out and he says, no, there's no way I'm going to vote for it or what have you. It's just, again, for me, it's one of those things. You've known me for a little while now. If I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to beat my brains out to try to do it for you. These guys talk about and find all kinds of reasons as to why they can't do it, and it's just infuriating. And it makes it hard for those people who came out and fought for Republicans to have all this power to want to continue on and help them, you know? Don't you agree with that?
1,000%. The interesting thing this time is that it's Lindsey Graham leading the charge. So, and his proposal is far more conservative than the one that was just rejected, a month ago. And basically, so instead of the moderates being the problem, now it may be the conservatives because they're actually going to have to do something. So it's a different angle. That's why I'm optimistic this time, because I think McCain's going to wind up voting for it because it's his buddy Lindsey Graham's and he can't let him down.
See, it's like a bunch of frat boys who just got a brand new pool table when they got power. They don't know, really don't, you know, after a while, they just don't know what to do with it, right? I mean, it loses its luster. They don't know what to do with it anymore, you know. They don't know what to do with all this power. They're running around like, whatever. Anyway, let's move on. We've got a problem in North Korea. I would like to see a fifth Great Lake made, you know, Lake North Korea. I think it would be a really good thing. They had fresh water, bigger place to swim, that kind of stuff. Hey, this is not a joke. He is not his father or his grandfather. This isn't throw him a few billion dollars and he'll be a happy camper. This little guy really believes that he's a god. He really believes in what he's doing and that he wants to unify that country. How do you deal with somebody like that?
Well, you got to remember that you got to think strategically and who benefits from this. And the answer as to who benefits from this is China. China actually does have very significant control if it wants to exercise it over North Korea. When North Korea battles with the United States, it's a small, crazy country taking on a big country. And it looks bad for the United States. I'm still of the impression that eventually a deal is going to be worked out where China gets some sort of trade concession. Remember, Trump came in and during the campaign was very tough on China. So North Korea doesn't have the wherewithal to start anything of any great moment. And So I still believe that North Korea can be solved. The much bigger problem is Iran over the next 10 years. They're North Korea with money, and they're in the wrong place of the world. Imagine if North Korea was in the Middle East, how much trouble we would have. Well, the answer is North Korea on steroids will be Iran in 5 to 10 years. And, of course, Iran's watching everything very closely. They want to see how the United States deals with this. That's the greater danger. Trump needs to be tough. He needs to be as clear as he was in the UN. And I know you and I have talked off the air about, you know, the hue and cry over President Bush saying that we would annihilate North Korea. A, as you pointed out, Obama said something similar. And B, turns out that that's been the standing policy of the United States for 40 years. Right. 40 years. If you attack us with nuclear weapons, we'll annihilate you. Yep. So why are they, do the left suddenly...
Selective recall.
No.
It's selective recall.
Yeah.
I told you, Obama came out and said the exact same thing, and nobody got upset. You know, he said, look, if they launch a nuclear attack, keep doing what they're doing, we will follow the full force of the military behind them, our U.S. military, you know, and annihilate them. President Clinton, you know, he's right from the 38th parallel. He looked north and he said, look, they keep it up and it won't be a long war. We will annihilate these people. So where was the outrage of the left then? Nothing. Crickets.
No. Absolutely not. North Korea is a... I'm not saying that North Korea isn't dangerous. I believe, based on knowledge I've acquired, that they have missile capability past the state of California. I think it could probably go as far as Chicago. That's a serious issue. Thank goodness the nation didn't listen to the Democrats who didn't want to build a missile shield.
I know. Hey, got to go for a break because I believe in capitalism. I know you do too. We'll be back in a minute. Tom Del Vaccaro is going nowhere. He'll be with us on the other side of the break.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife. You pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Hey, man.
We are back, and no, I don't go to school no more. You know, if you listen to the top of the hour, when the lady says, what are you, an idiot? But I am an educated idiot. There's a big difference. Anyway, I'm Joe, I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, or just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you hop up to the website, we have you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a live chat room there for those of you who do not like to use Facebook, because I know some of you are not happy with Facebook and you don't want to use it. I get it. And while you're up there, read the stories. Check out the articles. Let our writers know that you like them, you hate them, whatever. There's a poll you can take. All kinds of stuff you can do up on the website. But I don't want you to waste your time there yet. Do it after the show. Right now, I want you to stay here and listen to us. And when I say us, I'm not talking about my size. We've got Tom DelVaccaro joining us. He's an American author, a lawyer who served as the chairman of the California Republican Party. He's also a publisher of the Political Vanguard. Head over there, politicalvanguard.com. A lot of good information there you can glean from and get. You know, I tell you people, you got to read. I know, you know, some of you younger people, you like 140 characters or less. My website probably wouldn't work out for you if that's the case. But you got to get engaged, you got to get informed, and you got to read. It's really that simple. Tom, thanks for being with me. Did you fall asleep during all that? Did he go? He went away. I'm sorry. He couldn't handle it. It's too much pressure. I shouldn't have given him that kind of welcome. Either that or if he was like me, his face pushed against the phone and that was it. So we'll try to get him back on. Maybe he's just in a bad place. Or while he was chomping on the meatball, it probably went south or something. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. If you do head over to Political Vanguard, you know, Tom got some really great writers there with him. And did you come back?
I did come back. I don't know what happened with you.
I told him you were probably chewing on a meatball and hit the end button by accident.
Ah, okay.
That's
listen, yesterday, okay. We have a post by one of our writers, Denise Simon, who is well connected with the intelligence community, and she's done a piece that's entitled "Can You Hear This?" And it talks about Castro's intelligence operation in the United States over the last 15, 20 years, plus what went on, what's going on down there. She has some of the best information and the best stuff. You really, if you want to find out what's going on, we just have some great writers at Political Vanguard right now. You can check out my interview with Steve Moore on tax reform, because everybody's going to go to caforTaxRelief.org and sign the White House petition for tax reform. We just have some great people.
Well, and you do. I've read your stuff in the past. You're one of the great writers on that site as well. And people need to get information. People are so afraid of getting information. We don't know where to get it anymore. We don't know what's real, right, or what's not real. It's a big deal. So you've got to choose. I choose carefully the places that I get my info. And if I want to know where the big lies are, I just go over to the Huffington Post. I mean, I really know what not to report on when I read over there. So anyhow, but you know, it's funny. One of the first things that hits you on the very front of your page is Lindsey Graham, who I do not have a lot of respect for. And you know, you look at the old guard, the old timers in the Republican Party. Tom, they don't want change. They don't want anything different, do they? Come on,
well,
really.
They're comfortable they're comfortable with their party and their power. They, you know, power is intoxicating, and you know, they get treated well and fed it and everything paid for. In my speech today, I said, if you want to clean out Washington, you know what you need to do? Get rid of pensions
That's a good point.
People in Congress and the Senate, and they'll go out and find a different job because they'll have to save for themselves.
It's tough.
You become conservative to save with your own personal status, and so what you do things to preserve your own status. So Dianne Feinstein is conservative enough, meaning she doesn't take risk, to save her own status. And that's what the Republicans do. And, you know, sometimes in history things get so bad that the parties fall by the wayside. That's how the Republican Party was born. I'm not saying that's about to happen, but the disaffected masses you like to talk about is a function of the Republican Party not delivering on government reform.
You know, you heard some people say that Trump's speech was Reagan-esque, if you would. And I got to thinking, we're talking about two different people here. But what I took away from that was when I listened to the speech, and I cut it up quite a bit, and I'm listening to the speech, and I'm saying to myself, okay, I get this. This is one of those moments where he's standing in front of the wall and he's yelling at Gorbachev, you know, tear down this wall. This isn't the right thing to do. Here's the axis of evil. You know, calling these countries and dictators out as to who they are, which if you looked at the faces at the UN when the camera was panning, there were a lot of people that just bit into a lemon or an onion. You could just see it all over their faces. They couldn't believe what they were hearing. Now, he's not statesman enough. He's not political enough not to call out the people that are doing things wrong. And, you know, some faulted him for not calling out China or Russia in the proper way. But, you know, let's take it a little at a time. But calling out Iran, calling out North Korea and other countries, when you let people do this, when good people let this happen, we all know what happens in the end. What did you think of his speech overall?
I thought it was pure Trump with a mix of... Reagan in him. It's pure Trump, and then it's just unvarnished. Look, here's the truth of the matter. Venezuela is a disaster. It's not because socialism wasn't implemented correctly. It was because it was implemented faithfully, he says. That's just point blank on Iran. Point blank. I'd much rather negotiate with someone who's up front on their views than someone who hides them. And look, the politics of appeasement doesn't work. We've on and off appeased North Korea now for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and they're closer. Iran, we totally appeased them. Has that helped anything? Oh, by the way, as I wrote about in the Washington Times, I don't know how many months ago, when Obama made his deal, that just left Iran free to get money to support their troops on the ground
sure.
and overrun Syria, which is what they're doing. So appeasement doesn't work.
But it was their money, Tom. Tom, it was their money. We had to give back their money, you know?
By taking off the sanctions, we allow them to do this sort of thing.
Yeah,
so, you know, look at Obama appeasing on Cuba, and now we have this situation where they think Cuba's actually doing psychological warfare, in effect,
yeah.
by bombarding it with them with high-frequency sound and hurting our embassy. So appeasement doesn't work. Leadership does.
I am. Yeah. Look, you're a lawyer, okay? I had to go back to high school to graduate, okay? That I had that kind of thing going on in my life. But when I saw what was going on in Cuba, I'm saying to myself, so we're going to bring all this economic growth there. And even some of my friends that were very much into this, I mean, my conservative friends, I go, do you understand that every nickel you spend there, any money that's left over, the Castro boys get it. They're not giving it to the kids in the street that need food, that need health care. Don't give me that garbage because it's just not true. How do you support like that, something like that? How does a conservative support something like that? Why do we buy into this crap? Sorry.
Well, most people don't like confrontation. And if it is in their world immediately, they're willing to let it go. That's one story of explanation of North Korea. It's a different one for Cuba. You know, people go to Cuba and think it's quaint. And that's what they want to show you.
That's
sort of like going into
yeah.
a nice restaurant, and in the back it's run by criminals. They want you to see the good part, not the bad part. And that's for much of the world. And so I had no problem. I was asked on air last night, you're comfortable with Trump saying that he's going to annihilate another country? I said, that's our standing policy for 40 years for every president over the last 40 years. I don't have a problem with the truth.
I don't get these people. It's like it's, but it is definitely this kind of selective recall. You listen to Hillary, she's out there. She's telling people yesterday, I almost threw up. Well, I've been warning you about Russia for years. Really? What's your time frame of years? 3 weeks? Because you were, you know.
Reset, you mean?
Yeah, not just a reset. Where was she warning? She made fun of Romney when he called them out.
Exactly, and he proved right in many regards.
Yeah.
By the way.
You got a minute.
The Russia situation is manageable. The Iran situation is not manageable.
I agree.
Meaning Russia acts semi-rationally. Iran's not going to. They're going to hand off that nuclear weapon. If I only got a minute left, I got to make the plug.
Please.
Please go to CAfortaxrelief.org, sign the White House petition, take a look at my brand new website. We've been up for 15 years, but now it's all new. It's a wealth of information. That's at politicalvanguard.com. And if you want to buy the book, The Divided Era, and understand the difference between northern Italy and southern, I'm sorry, between the left and the right in America, please take a read. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time. Hey, guys, next hour, our mad black man from Baltimore joins us. And boy, has he got a lot to say about St. Louis. And he's on painkillers, so this is going to be really good. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.